news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
64 days until inauguration. President-elect Joe Biden is now 5.6 million votes ahead of Donald Trump in the popular vote, with 50.9% of the vote to Trump's 47.3%. And yet, Donald Trump continues to insist that he won the election. In real news, the New York Times broke a disturbing story Monday night that Donald Trump asked top advisors in an Oval Office meeting this past Thursday what his options were for attacking Iran's main nuclear site. Thankfully, the advisors, including the vice president, secretary of state, Chris Miller, the acting defense secretary, and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all warned that a strike against Iran's facilities could easily escalate into a broader conflict in the last weeks of Trump's presidency. What prompted this appears to be a report issued Wednesday by the International Atomic Energy Agency that says that Iran's uranium stockpile was 12 times bigger than allowed under the nuclear deal that Trump pulled out of in 2018. Here's a thought. Maybe instead of bombing Iran, he shouldn't have pulled out of the deal with them in the first place. Well, since Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper and other top Pentagon and defense officials last week, Defense Department and other national security officials have privately expressed worries that the president might initiate operations against Iran or other adversaries at the end of his term. Well, here we go. Trump apparently is planning to cut a significant number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq against military commanders' advice over the past year and leave Biden to grapple with the fallout. Trump is also rushing to auction off oil and gas drilling contracts for parts of ANWR, that's Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, before Joe Biden takes office in January. A call for nominations being published Tuesday in the Federal Register will let companies pick tracts they want to bid on in an upcoming lease sale covering the refuge's nearly 1.6 million acre coastal plain. The Interior Department plans to complete the sales before Inauguration Day. Trump has pushed to open those public lands to drilling, mining, logging, and grazing. Biden strongly opposes the policies. A Republican-controlled Congress authorized drilling in the Arctic Refuge in 2017. And if that's not enough, the coronavirus continues spreading across the nation at an alarming rate. Experts are warning it could get even worse before any relief by way of a vaccine is possible. The United States has now recorded more than 100,000 daily infections for 2 weeks straight. On Monday, about 166,000 new cases were reported, along with another high of over 73,000 coronavirus hospitalizations nationwide, and ICU beds in a number of states are filling up. While the high efficacy rates from the two vaccine trials are a good first step, they still haven't been approved, and experts have to decide who gets vaccinated first, and even more importantly, how these vaccines will be distributed. Meanwhile, governors in a bunch of states, Oklahoma, New Jersey, Ohio, and California, have all announced new restrictions to help slow the spread. The city of Chicago put a stay-at-home advisory into effect. Philadelphia imposed strict rules that include a ban on most indoor private gatherings. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds, who once called the restrictions feel-good measures, reversed course on Monday and issued a statewide mask mandate for all indoor public spaces. She said, if Iowans don't buy into this, we'll lose. Businesses will close again, more schools will be forced to go online, and our healthcare system will fail. And by the way, the Dakotas. Yes, the site of that big motorcycle rally. Well, they're paying the price now. North Dakota had the highest virus mortality rate of any state or even any other country in the world last week. And South Dakota ranked third worst in the world. Both states also have the lowest rates of face mask use in the country. So Joe Biden spoke to the American people again on Monday. He criticized Donald Trump for refusing to cooperate on the presidential transition, saying that more people will die if the two administrations don't coordinate the response to skyrocketing infections. Biden also expressed shock about a member of Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Scott Atlas, who tweeted that people should rise up. That's a quote, rise up against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's new restrictions aimed at curbing infections.
The idea that the president's now existing, remaining advisor on COVID is saying that they should resist. What the hell's the matter with these guys? Resist. You know, every major individual of any consequence in the health field is saying we can save 100,000 lives just between now and January 21st by wearing these masks. It's going to take a while for the vaccine to be able to be available, distributed, and get to people. We're talking about 350 to 400,000 people dying. I mean, what are they doing? It's totally irresponsible.
Oh, boy. If anybody other than Bill Barr were attorney general, this might wind up in court. Georgia's Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday that Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have been pushing him to question the validity of absentee ballots that were legally cast. In an interview with the Washington Post, Raffensperger said that he was stunned when Lindsey Graham asked him if he had the power to throw out mail-in ballots in counties with higher rates of non-matching signatures. On CNN, Wolf Blitzer asked him to clarify.
I just want to be clear on this, Mr. Secretary. You say Senator Graham wanted you to find ways to get rid of legally cast ballots because CNN asked him about these allegations. He denied them. He says that's ridiculous. His words, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's just an implication that look hard and see how many ballots you could throw out. And I think that they're looking at that as part of a court case. And one actually was subsequently filed, wasn't it?
Of course, Lindsey denied. He said it's ridiculous to suggest he wanted Raffensperger to toss legal ballots. Sure. By the way, Raffensperger pulled no punches. He also called Congressman Doug Collins a charlatan and a liar for claiming Trump's loss in the state was due to voter fraud, and also said that he and his wife have been getting death threats. Lovely. By the way, in Georgia, where two special elections to fill both of those Senate seats is set for January 5th, incumbent Senator David Perdue has declined an invitation to debate his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff. The Atlanta Press Club said Perdue will be represented by an empty podium at the December 6th debate. Perhaps he doesn't relish the idea of another debate drubbing by his opponent.
This is so beneath the office of a U.S. senator. You've continued to demean yourself throughout this campaign with your conduct. First, you were lengthening my nose in attack ads to remind everybody that I'm Jewish. Then when that didn't work, you started calling me some kind of Islamic terrorist. And then when that didn't work, you started calling me a Chinese communist. It's ridiculous. And you shouldn't do everything that your handlers in Washington tell you to, because you'll lose your soul along the way, Senator.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.